Bruce Thatcher, standing by. He wrote the book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. I'm interested to know how to make it work. Bruce, welcome to the Sam Malone Show in Houston, Texas.
Thanks, Sam. It's great to be with you.
What part of our great country are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Texas Hill Country, New Braunfels.
Oh, fantastic. How's Lake Travis coming? Is it? I drove past it last summer. It was like empty.
It's not empty. The traffic is heavy through here all the time.
Fantastic. All right. So your book, How to Avoid the Perils and Make It Work When It Comes to Immigration. Numbers wise, we talk about 28 million criminal immigrants in the United States. What number do you have to start out with?
Well, we have. Nobody knows the right number.
Right.
But the conservative estimate is about 15 million. Some people estimate as low as 10, 11 million. Some are up high, 18, 20 million. We don't know. It's a whole bunch. And the reason we have those people here is because we don't enforce our law. It is just absolutely frustrating and criminal that we have allowed this to happen, and we've allowed it to happen over and over again, clear back to 1965. In the studies I do of our own immigration policies, I can't help but being called back time and time again to the Operation Wetback that President Eisenhower ran when there was an illegal immigrant problem at that time, and he just called in the army, and he rounded them up and shipped them out, and the problem went away.
What do you think about this organized effort of 50 to 100,000 kids breaking into America in a short amount of time?
Yeah, one of the things you say is very relevant. It is organized. It is clearly organized. Now, maybe the organization isn't a matter of a bunch of guys sitting around a table and saying, okay, let's do this. But it is organized because these people are coming in, and these kids, these migrant minors, as I call them, they already know exactly what to do once they hit our border. They know that they should, in effect, report in to the Border Patrol right away. They're not trying to hide or get away because they know our law says that if they claim amnesty or if they claim refugee status, that we can't then turn right around and ship them out once they put their feet on the land. So they're all doing that, and that tells you that they've been told to do that.
Absolutely.
There was an interesting article in some of the newspapers, and I was reading one, the Christian Science Monitor, a few days back, and it said, "Oh, the reason we're getting all these immigrants is they're running away. They're running away from all the violence and the crime in their own countries. They have to leave in order to be safe." And the numbers don't hold that up. Those countries, and we're talking Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, those countries do have high murder rates. One of them even is higher than in Honduras. The murder rate is even higher than it is in Detroit. So they do have a high murder rate. But the interesting thing is that the crime rate, the murder rate in those countries has been coming steadily down every year for the last 4 years. So that's not an explanation of why suddenly this year everybody's decided they have to get away from it.
Exactly. Bruce Thatcher wrote the book, How to Avoid It, the Perils and Make It Work, when it comes to the topic of immigration. But this surge on the border is put together by activists. There's no doubt about it. But what happens is, in the end, when real Americans see, 100,000 people, rushing the border, they have a more negative, a more negative feeling about immigration.
That kind of thing. You see these pictures, and I think probably the feeling that goes out is two. One is, oh, those poor kids. And the other is, my gosh, we're being mobbed. We're being overwhelmed. And they're not paying any attention to the law. The reaction of the American people is always instant and very visual, visceral. They see the picture, and, oh.
Well, here's the other thing about 7:42 on the Sam Malone Show with Bruce Thatcher. The other thing is, you look at a third-rate, second-world country like Mexico. I mean, they're just a two-bit country. They're not feeding the kids. They're not giving water to the kids. They're not letting the kids get into shelter. How is it that 100,000 kids can waltz through Mexico and nobody knows it?
I think that that's one of the, I don't know the answer to that, except that you know there has to be complicity. It doesn't mean that Mexico has to be saying, okay, they're meeting them at the southern border, which they, by the way, usually guard very, very carefully. They don't let people easily into their country. But they're probably not waiting at the southern border with buses and say, okay, come on, we're going to transport you 1,500 miles north to the American border. But somehow or other, they're not impeding their progress in any way. They're letting them go through there.
How is that? Because we know that, like I said, Mexico, it's a third world country. It's a too big country. The southern border is the state of Chiapas. The federales, even the New York Times wrote about it. When somebody breaks into Mexico, they're raped, murdered, robbed. It's disgusting how these people behave when they come in from Guatemala or in other countries. And then they're sent back in 24 hours. How do 100,000 kids break in to Mexico if they're coming out of Honduras, break into Mexico, and then break into America? Who's paying off whom? It's a third world country down there. Who's getting paid off?
Well, there are those who speculate, and I've seen it in the news, speculate that it's a deliberate ploy by our own government, the Obama administration, to bring the pressure politically on the Republicans to make them look bad.
Because so they bring kids. So the people who, like the Obama administration, are strictly using these children, these criminals, to pressure Republicans. But it's backfiring.
Well, I hope it's backfiring, because I don't think the government is getting sympathy on this one, and I think that the Obama administration probably is rightly being blamed for not doing what they could do about it instead of the focus going on the Republicans.
Oh, it's not. Bruce, trust me on this one. We found a story from KPHO, the Phoenix television station, and they interviewed the Consul General of Honduras, okay? And he has the bleeping audacity to say that the kids are complaining that the burritos were cold, that they're being served. and so we posted up on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. And if you're a real American and you work for a living and you embrace the Judeo-Christian foundation of our great country, the fabric of our country, that higher moral authority, and you see what Obama has done and the kids are complaining that the burritos are cold, supposedly you're starving and you're escaping persecution. I don't remember European immigrants acting like that. Those who fled Nazi Germany and stuff were damn glad to be on American soil. You could have served them five-day-old bread, they would have eaten it.
I don't believe they complained about the conditions at all. They discovered that our streets aren't paved with gold, but they discovered that America's a land of opportunity.
Did the Irish and the Italian immigrants and the Jewish and the Greek and all the immigrants who lived in the Bowery at the turn of the century, my family came from 1871 to 1911, I don't remember them complaining about America.
No, there are more, even more recent examples. And from 1975 to 2000, we had the huge flood of Vietnamese refugees who came to this country. They have been one of the most rapidly assimilating groups that have ever come to this country. And I knew some of them personally. I met some of them personally because they were sent around and matched up with families around the country. And there were some in our church. And those were great people.
The immigrants from India, from Vietnam and such, incredible hardworking Americans who wanted to get the hell out of there, start over, and they have been phenomenal. But they're law-abiding citizens. And breaking into America, and Obama's thinking, and his minions may think this will buy sympathy in the media, has backfired tremendously.
And the pawns are the kids.
Because it's amazing. It's all kids all of a sudden. I'm surprised they're not holding puppies and kittens and unicorns and rainbows, you know?
No, there's nobody behind this who cares at all about the welfare of those kids.
Ain't that the truth. Bruce, good luck. Thanks for stopping by the show. The book is Immigration, How to Avoid Its Pearls and Make It Work. Bruce Thatcher, I appreciate you stopping by the Sam Malone Show today, buddy.
Thank you.